Hello everyone. We are happy to have with us Premendra Majumdar, Vice President of FFSI, and he is the one of the judge for our Aurovillam Film Festival. Welcome, Premendra. Your association with film festivals is more than a four decades. I would like to know your experience here at Auroville Film Festivals, like as you attended so many national and international festivals. So how is your experience with us?
Thank you. Before coming to my experience about the Auroville Film Festival, I must give you a small background of these film festivals in India. You see, this FFSI, what you just told, of which I am the Vice President, it is Federation of Film Societies of India. It was established in 1959. Founder President was Satyajit Ray. Satyajit Ray used to say that it is very important to create a good film understanding audience. That is much more important than filmmaking. Because if you don't have a film culture, who can understand cinema? So what is the use of making a good film? So under the Federation, right now we have about 350 film societies all over India. And you know, the film festival started in India in 1952 by Jawaharlal Nehru and this International Film Festival of India. And after that, the first state-run film festival started in 1995 by West Bengal government and 1996 in Kerala government. Now the Karnataka government is also doing, Maharashtra government is supporting the festivals, different government is coming up to organize or to support festivals. But in between that period, for the four decades from 1952 to 1995, only the film societies used to run the festivals. They used to bring the films from different countries, used to show to their members, just to promote better cinema and to create film culture all over the country. So in that way, the film festivals is very, very important. Like, it's a part and parcel of the film society movement in India. So if you don't have a good film culture, so you cannot make a good filmmakers, you cannot make good audience. So in that light, I must say this Auroville Film Festival is very, very important, because it is creating, probably this is the 8th edition of the Auroville Film Festival. Yes. It's a biennial festival. Yes. So it's running about 16 years. So it has already created a good place in the film society, film festivals network of the country, network in the country. People know about it. Yes. And it is promoting the local filmmakers also, local film culture also. In that way, I am very happy with this festival. I am associated with festival for a long time.
Yes,
I try my best to support it in my own way. And we are collaborating with some, like our South Asian Short Film Festival is collaborating with the Auroville Film Festivals. So I am very happy that physically this time I have come here and I am participating in this. And I have watched lots of very beautiful films this time, which are in the competition.
Yes, yes. And would you share, you are judging a film made by Aurovillians, and so would you like to share some light on that, like how like their filmmaking is growing and improving by this?
Sure. We are, last time also when I was, sometimes before I was there in the jury also, online I watched those films. Generally, 3-4 sections we are watching. One is films made by the Aurovillians, films made on the Auroville, and other the students of Auroville. And another is human immunity, that is, there everybody can participate. But for the films made by the Aurovillians, the maximum numbers of that films are there. I must say that this is a very, very good film, very well-made film. Beautiful images, content is very nice, treatment is very good, and every year they are developing, from last year, this year also. You will love to watch those films. I like it very much. It's a very good experience.
Thank you so much, Premendra, for your support to Auroville Film Festival, and we look forward that this association goes very long way.
Thank you very much. This is my privilege. I will be obliged.
Thank you very much.
This is Auroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.